Hello, and welcome to this guided meditation to stimulate creativity. I'm Sarah Raymond with the Mindful Movement. Thank you for taking the time to practice this mindful exercise that aims to unclog and lubricate the channels of creativity in your mind. Often, blockages in our creativity are caused by judgment of our own ideas because we are so scared of having a wrong idea that we hesitate to suggest any at all. The key in this mindfulness exercise is that there are no wrong or impossible ideas. Once you are grounded in how your body feels in this very moment, your aim is to detach from your thoughts and observe them, then lovingly recognize and release any thoughts of judgment. Know that this is a practice and, like any skill, takes time to develop. Do your best to quiet your conscious mind for the duration and allow your focus to rest entirely on your mind, body, and spirit in the present moment. And now find a comfortable position where you are safe to relax. Bring your attention inward and connect with the state of your energy. Take in a deep breath through your nose. Hold it for a few seconds and release it with a sigh. Feel the creative energy in your body, brightly glowing and pulsating, coursing through your every vein and artery. Feel the energy flowing in your fingers and hands, just waiting to be realized. And now feel this energy flowing into your arms, shoulders, and neck. Now you notice your head and face are energized too. And at the same time, your muscles are relaxed. Your chest, stomach, and back are now buzzing with creativity. You can feel it flowing now into your hips, you follow the energy as it courses through your legs, ankles, feet, and toes. Now your entire body is absorbing the creativity, the energy that is almost tangible. You notice that this energy feels like lubricant, freeing up any joints in your body that are stiff, as well as any places in your mind that are figuratively stiff. This energy cannot be lost or destroyed. It is always within you. When you are creatively blocked, It is simply because you are disconnected from this energy. But you always have the ability to return home. If you feel you are not reaching your full creative potential, know that you are exactly where you need to be in your journey. Perhaps you feel you cannot generate any ideas, or maybe you feel that whatever you can come up with is not good enough. Don't be fooled. This is an illusion. When you are in a flow state, in your natural energetic frequency, you have infinite creative power. Remember yourself as a child. You were learning the ways of the world, endlessly curious. You had magical fantasies and beliefs, and your hunger to learn more was insatiable. This childlike sense of wonder is still inside of you, will always be inside of you. The only thing that is stopping you from connecting with your endless creativity is your perceived boundaries, your false notion of the impossible. When you are a child, nothing seems impossible until someone tells you that it is so. And even then, you might not believe them entirely. Now, you might feel uncreative or stuck because you have heard too many times that something is impossible. And you have started to believe it. Perhaps you have identified yourself with the obstacles and not the possibilities. The only way to be inventive, to get unstuck, is to let go of these perceived obstacles. Right now, allow yourself to come home to your childlike wonder and creativity. Imagine, in this moment, that nothing is impossible. Your body is brimming with creative energy. When you take a moment to fully release your inhibitions, you will feel any blockages fall away. Take a deep breath in, taking in what serves you and inspires you. And then let this breath out, releasing what doesn't serve you in this moment. Releasing your judgments that your ideas are not possible or not good enough. Repeat this breath a few more times, breathing in inspiration, breathing out perceived obstacles. Now your body and mind feel loose, disconnected from the self-judgment that tethers you to the ground. You are vibrating in tune with your creative energy. You are filled with questions and ideas that you simply cannot wait to manifest. Picture your false obstacles as a heavy weight on the ground. You are like a balloon, uncreative when tied to the weight, but so light on your own that you float up to the sky when untied. The sky truly is your limit. When you let go of self-judgment, now you feel your entire self vibrating in tune with your innate creative ability. Your thoughts are now fluid. And you have let go of any points of constriction. You have no shortage of questions and ideas, and you are ready with everything you need to go back out into the world and act upon your plans. This mindful practice is about untying yourself from the weight that is keeping you from reaching your incredible innate creativity. If you feel you aren't totally comfortable with untying yourself, you may find that it will get easier the more you repeat this practice, and you may benefit from trying it again another time or making it a regular ritual. And as we bring this session to an end, take in a deep breath of inspiration and creative energy, and then breathe out. Letting go of your perceived obstacles. Now, you have everything you need to go out into the world and realize your ideas. Thank you for practicing with the mindful movement. Have a joyful day.